praise the Lord. Well, we know every week the Lord has a message for us. And as I was pondering, my Lord, today is February 1st, right? This month we celebrate the month of love, right? And we know that God is love. Amen. So he just put it in my heart, hallelujah, just to speak about love. Because how many of you know there's so much hatred going on outside of our platform right now? There is so much evil going on. I mean, the news every day, I just hear some, very disheartening, just people committing evil acts. Like, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. We are certainly living in the last days. And we really have to be prepared, be ready, you know, be ready in season, out of season, and be anchored. Be anchored on the word of God. So really, church, we are living in a time when people are quick to expose, they're quick to criticize, and they're very slow to forgive. Very slow to forgive. And if you go on Facebook, if you go to any social media platform right now, there is so much exposure going on. Yeah. Especially with ministers, pastors. And all I see, and very rare that you see a social media post that is rarely saying, let's pray for these ministers, let's pray for these pastors. And all I see is people just bombarding and criticizing pastors, leaders, authority, the president. I mean, you name it, the list goes on and on and on. My Lord, instead of exposing people, instead of just, people already know the wrong they've done. Let's put a post, let's pray. Let's pray for these people, you know? And it's just unbelievable. That's why I hardly go onto Facebook. When I do, this is what I'm reading. And I'm like, what is it? You know? But social media is a device that the enemy has been using. And it very, very much influences people. Amen? And if we're not careful, we're going to put all pastors in one category. We're going to put all the presidents of the U.S. in one category. We're going to put all people in one category. And that's wrong. Because we're all different. Yes, we all fall short, but we're all different. We all unique and we got special talents and giftings. Not everybody is a corrupted leader. Not everybody. Amen. So it's so disheartening when I see a post that is just passing judgment after judgment, criticizing people, all types. Amen. Hallelujah. But the kingdom of God covers with love. So I want you to turn to, we're going to begin with in 1 Peter, let's go to chapter 4, verse 8. Let's turn there. Let's turn to the epistle of Peter, 1 Peter 4, 8. And this is what it says. Above all, love one another deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Amen. Above all things. Church, that means this is not optional. This is not extra credit as a Christian. This is core Christianity. Love is not just something we feel, it is something we practice. Believers, we need to practice love.
Amen.
Amen. We need to practice love. It says here that love covers a multitude of sins. That means it covers all. It covers all sins. When the Lord Jesus sacrificially went to the cross, amen, he paid our full debt. He paid our for past, present, and future sins. And if we only gave people what they deserved, then that would mean that we would be punishing them and rejecting everyone eventually. But we have all sinned, and we have come short of the glory of God. No one is exempt. Not me, not you. No one is exempt. We all come short. We all fall. Amen. We will not reach perfection until we go home with the Lord.
Amen.
And if we're sowing judgment, criticism, hatred, guess what? That's what you're going to be reaping. Because you will reap what you sow. But if you're sowing love unconditionally, you're going to get that back over and over and over.
Amen.
Amen. And the only way to maintain relationships nowadays is with fervent love. A love that doesn't give up. A love that stretches. A love that is intentional. Amen. And this is the kind of love that is described. And I just want to go there quickly. Amen. It's not even, I was just going to mention the scripture, but I believe it's important for us to be reminded what love is. So let's go to the book of love. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Amen. And let's go to verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no account of wrongs. Love takes no pleasure in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. It doesn't say some things. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Amen. Amen. And in verse 13 it says, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Amen. Because love is not casual. It must be fervent. Mm-hmm. We need to have fervent love. Amen. This is not polite church love. This is not I love you but don't sit by me love. Amen. This is love that prays when you're tired, that forgives when you are hurt, and that keeps showing up, amen, when it's much easier to just walk away. That's love.
Amen.
That's love. And let's turn to Romans 12:9, right? Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 12. Let's go to verse 9. And it says here, love must be sincere. Detest what is evil, cling to what is good. In other words, let love be without hypocrisy. Because real love shows up when it's inconvenient. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Real love shows up when it's inconvenient.
Amen.
And let me tell you, casual love quits. But fervent love for one another covers. It covers a multitude of sins. It covers all. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to go through a few points here to speak about what love covers. Amen. Love covers. It does not excuse sin, but it covers. Love will cover a multitude of sins. We've read that in scripture. Amen. And covering is not pretending sin doesn't exist. Covering is choosing restoration over humiliation. Amen. Love covers. It's not hypocritical, right? It's not hypocrisy. It's not a pretending. But love covers. That means extend love when it's necessary. Extend love just because God is love. Extend love because you are a believer. You're a follower of Jesus Christ. You are a disciple of Christ. And your duty is to love infinitely. The way God loves. Without choosing sides. Without criticizing. Without judging. Choosing Amen. To restore over humiliation. That means that you help a brother or sister in love to come back to Christ. Not humiliate Amen. Them in public. Not expose them in public. Not expose them in front of people. Mm-hmm. God doesn't embarrass people with his word. He chastens and he corrects people, but in love. In love. And a lot of us are correcting and choosing to discipline, but we do it out of love. I did that out of love when I was a young mom. I really didn't know how to discipline, and I chose to discipline without loving. And that is not right. And God had to teach me, no, you're doing it wrong. You can spare the rod, but do it in love. Amen. Not doing it in anger and in hatred.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I would use the belt to hit my children when they were not doing the right thing. But I learned that from, unfortunately, my mom, because my mom used to do that to us, to me and my siblings. And what you see, what you witness, you replicate. Let's be honest. But that's wrong. So I learned, thank God for the word, thank God for the Lord, that he corrected me. Amen. Look at let's go to Proverbs 10:12. We're talking about love, about how love covers. God covered our sins, didn't he? He chose to send his son to the cross. He covered a multitude for us. Amen. Hallelujah. And continues to do so. Proverbs 10:12 says, hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers all transgressions. Amen. In other words, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. Amen. And you know what covering means? Covering means to correct you in private, not expose you in public. Amen.
Uh-huh.
We should be correcting one another in private. That's what the word says. When you see somebody in sin, go to them and correct them in private. Don't expose them in public. Don't expose them in front of the church. Don't expose them in family. Don't expose them in social media. No, love covers all sins. Amen. And covering means praying for you instead of gossiping about you.
Amen.
We have all fallen short of that, including me. Instead of gossiping, we need to pray for people. Amen?
Amen.
And this is what social media, this is what I'm talking about. So many people, pastors, ministers, leaders, we know they've been exposed. Like, there's so much exposure right now. There's so much happening right now in social media. But all I see is people criticizing them on top of they've already been criticized. They've already been judged by others, by their own congregation. Why don't we put a post? We need to pray. We need to pray for these individuals that they would be transformed. Amen. That mercy will be extended just like mercy was extended to all of us.
That's right.
Extended to all of us. The Lord extended mercy. We did not deserve for our sins to be forgiven, but God sent his son and he did it at the cross.
Amen.
And if he did it for us, he has done it for them also. So who are we to criticize and judge and gossip about leaders or even people? It doesn't have to be pastors, ministers, people in our own families. We know people in our own families are constantly judging, criticizing people. Who are you? You're not God. As a matter of fact, God forgave you. Forgive them. It's the right thing to do. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Covering means telling somebody, I believe God isn't finished with you yet.
No, it's not.
There's more. There's always more. Because God gives us a chance over and over again to make things right. Look at what Moses did. Didn't Moses murder and kill an Egyptian? And yet, 40 years later, God used him to deliver the people.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because mercy was extended. Grace was extended. What about the woman that was caught in adultery in the gospel? Right? The Lord didn't excuse the woman that was caught in adultery. But he didn't expose her either. Amen? It was the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the leaders that exposed her. Look, Lord, look what she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, you should know this already. Love is the strongest force in the universe, in this world, because God is love. And first John 4:8, we don't need to turn there, but it says God is love. Love is greater than sin. And this is so true, right? Of God's love for us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also true when God's love is flowing through us to others. And we need to allow the love of God to just flow,
amen,
flow to others. God's love in us allows us to love anyone in spite of what they do, because love covers a multitude of sins.
Amen.
We just heard the song, All for Love the Father Gave, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all for love, we need to do the same.
Amen.
Give love. Show love. Be intentional. So the Lord said, when they brought this woman that had committed adultery, the Lord said, I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more. He just said, just go and be transformed. Just change your life. Sin no more. Because what did the Lord do in that story? Hey, here in this circle, he who is without sin, throw your first stone at her. And I'm paraphrasing. Amen. And he looks around, he says, woman, where are all your accusers? Because one by one they left. Why? Because they had sin.
Right.
Because we all fall short. And he looked at the woman, where are your accusers? They're gone. They didn't condemn her. Well, the Lord said, neither do I. I will not condemn you either. Go and sin no more. That's what he said in John 8:11.
Amen.
And that is love that covers and love that transforms. Amen. And love that covers reflects the heart of Christ. And in 1 John 4:19, I always remember this verse. We love because God first loved us. So we love because we were first loved by God, by the Lord Jesus. He gave it all up for us. Let's turn to 1 John 4:10. Thank you, Lord. And this is what it says. And it says, and love consists in this, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Amen. So herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. That means he covered, he paid the full debt. And church, if the Lord Jesus exposed everything about us, if the Lord Jesus exposed everything about us, amen, none of us would be standing here right now.
None of us.
But you know what he did? He covered us with his love.
Amen.
That's what the Lord did. Amen. So in other words, he's been awesome to us, right? He paid the full debt for us. God's love for us is the greatest example of love. Amen. We haven't done anything to deserve God's love. On the contrary, right? We have done many things that deserve his judgment. Am I right? I'm going to raise my hands. We've done many things that deserve God's judgment. Therefore, the true agape love is demonstrated clearly by God's unselfish love. Amen. God commends his love towards us, that in that, while we were yet sinners, the word says, Christ died for us. Amen. Remember John 3:16, the famous verse. Mm-hmm. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And everlasting life is the life that we live right now, because we live it in the Lord. Amen. We're talking about love today, a love that covers a multitude of sins. Amen. That means we need to extend love, be intentional about loving others, about loving people, about adding value to people. I've always said, amen, you don't know people's story, but everybody has a story. Everyone has gone through something. Everybody has a story, and that story molds people, shapes people in whom they are today. And those who choose to say yes to the Lord, they are changed and not only changed, they are transformed by the love of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 13. The book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 13. And it says, bear with one another and forgive any complaint you may have against someone else. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which is the bond of perfect unity. Amen. So what it's saying here, that we need to bear with each other and forgive one another. And above all things, put on love. That means be intentional about loving one another, about forgiving one another, because it is love that binds everything together in perfect harmony and unity. This is what the verse is saying. So we truly forgive as Christ has forgiven us, then there is no offense too great to forgive. Correct? Amen. I heard this minister the other day, and she says, this is the Lord gave her this word, unoffendable, that this year she needs to walk unoffendable. Amen. Which is not easy to do, amen, because, you know, we come across people that are constantly, I think their love language is to offend people sometimes. They just love to offend. I don't know why. They just love to do that. They just choose. But we can choose love. We can choose to walk in love and not offend. We can choose to walk in love and forgive. We can choose to walk in love at all times. Jesus forgave us, right? Before we even asked. Independent of what we deserved. We did deserve, right? The worst. But the Lord forgave. And because he forgave us, we should do the same toward others. Those who have wronged us. Choose to forgive anyway. We don't know what their story is. We don't know what they've been through. We don't know how life has molded them and shaped them to be who they are today. But we, as the Lord did, we need to choose forgiveness and not offend, but put on love. Just like the word says, put on love. Above all these virtues, put on love at all times. Love covers. We're talking about love that covers. Love covers a multitude of things and a multitude of sins.
Amen.
And it doesn't mean that we automatically trust those who wronged us. No, it doesn't mean that. Or give them authority in our lives. That's not what I'm talking about. Because that's not wisdom. Trust and authority have to be earned, not given.
Amen.
But we can totally forgive people because God forgave us. How can we not? Regardless of their transgression against us. And hear me out. The church doesn't fall apart because of sin. It falls apart because of unloving people. I want to say it again. The church doesn't fall apart because of sin. It falls apart because of unloving people. People choose not to forgive. People choose to remain offended. People choose to remain in bitterness. Not realizing that we're not perfect, that we all fall short. And not realizing that when you're pointing a finger at people, there's four other fingers pointing at you. We seem to forget that. And I got to put we in it. Amen. We need to choose to love unconditionally. Doesn't matter what people have done. Choose to forgive and love and allow that weight to come off. That's a lot of us still holding some anger and bitterness. We need to choose to let go and just say, Lord, help me to forgive. Because let me tell you, it's not easy to forgive. Mm-hmm. And we need the Holy Spirit. We need God. So God, help me to forgive. Because it hurts. That rejection hurts. That offense hurts. That abandonment hurts.
Yeah.
The slandering against my character hurts. And the list goes on and on and on. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And love covers all, right? We said love covers all. And a covering church is a healing church. I'm going to repeat that. A covering church. A church that is covered under love. A church that exercises and walks in love. Choosing love over anything else is a healing church. And when love covers in a healing church, broken people stay. Backsliders return. Wounded hearts healed. And the unity of the church is protected.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. A covering church is a healing church. Beacon of Light is a covering church. Because we will choose and we are choosing to love above all. Above all things, we choose to love. Amen. Let's turn to James 5:20. We may start in 19. Let's see. James 5. Thank you, Lord. Let's start in 19. James 5:19. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, consider this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and cover over a multitude of sins. Amen. Mm-hmm. This is talking about a believer being brought back to his relationship with the Lord. And honestly, that's our job. Amen. You know, to go out there and whoever you come across who has maybe rebelled against the Lord and say, you know, with love, right? Exercising that love, that agape love. It can bring back and we can bring back and restore a sinner to again his relationship with the Lord or her relationship with the Lord. Amen. And the one who converts him saves his soul, not spirit, from death. Amen. Because we know the spirit is perfect. Amen. But the person's mind, their emotion, their will, amen. That's what is being saved right now because we know their spirit is perfect. Amen. Again, because love covers. Love doesn't push people out of the church. Love pulls them back to the altar. Amen. Hallelujah. We're here. We're beacons of light. We are beacons of love. We, the church, this church. We are the ones that have to extend love, practice love, practice loving unconditionally. We shouldn't be turning people away. We shouldn't be pushing people away or out of the church. It is love that pulls people back to their knees. It is love that pulls people back to the relationship with God. It is love that brings people back to the altar. Amen. And an altar could be at their church. It could be in their bedroom. It could be in their Gethsemane closet, like I call it. Amen. Love pulls people back. Why? Because love covers. Love covers a multitude of sins, church. Amen. And this is one of my last scriptures, but here in the Gospel of Matthew, let's go there. Let's go to Matthew 24. And I think it's verse 12. Look at what it says. Because of the multiplication of wickedness, and we're seeing that right now, church. I mean, just listen to the news. Because of the multiplication of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. God forbid that that is happening in this church and outside of the church. Amen. Another version says, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But I'm here to say that today we choose to turn the heat of love back on. Because above all things, church, we need to choose love. Above all things, we have fervent love for one another. For love Amen. Will always, not sometimes, love will always cover a multitude of sins. So as we close, let me ask you this. Who do you need to forgive? Who have you been exposing instead of covering? Where has love grown cold? And as we close, we need to choose love, because love forgives, love restores, and love covers a multitude of sins, church. Time and time and time again, let's choose love. We are beacons of light. We are beacons of love. We are beacons of hope to each other and to our community. And I look forward to the day when the doors of Beacon of Light Church will open up, and I can see the love of God just being practiced among one another. Amen.
Amen.
I look forward for that day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for love covers a multitude of sins. Hallelujah. Love covers. So let us bow our heads down before we take communion. Let us bow our heads. Let's close this message with prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, hallelujah, Father. Father, we just ask you to clothe us with fervent love, that you would saturate us with fervent love, Lord. Father, we ask for you to heal our hearts, Father God. We know that your word says that the Lord Jesus bore all sickness and disease, infirmities, griefs, and sorrows at the cross, and that by his stripes we are healed. So, Father God, we thank you that we are walking in divine health because we are healed in Jesus' name. And Father God, so we ask, Lord God, that you would remove all bitterness, hallelujah, from us, Father God, and teach us to love the way you love, deeply. That's how you love, Lord. You love deeply. You love sacrificially. And you love, Lord, consistently, Lord God. Teach us, Lord God, how to love this way. And Father God, let this church, Beacon of Light Church, be known not for perfection, Lord, but for compassion. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory, glory to God.